Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Ve'aschanon, post Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachmo, Tashin Pei, Ernst Shmein Tzchus Chorosh Lev Amarcha Yaakov Yudah Bernivka Pesor Shecha Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Eben Ezra on Pasuk, the first Pasuk in the Parsha, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chavdal, and Moshe Binus Tfilo Tachadish Baruch, but going there to Yisrael, such an appropriate post Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachmo message. Aschanon Hashem Esai Limor, and I Damat Hashem, 515 times saying, Hashem Elokim, Matach, Hilos, Haaretz, Avda, Avda, Chasakalach, Yodcha, Chazaka, Hashem, Mi El Kel, Bashamayim, Vorz, Asher Yasech, Masech, Chavrosech, who's like you, Lebon Hashem, what powers in the Shemayim, who can perform what you did? Says in Eben Ezra, what is this whole Parsha about Moshe Rabbeinu doing over here? Says the Eben Ezra, such a beautiful insight. He says, you want to know the Chavrosech, what we learn on that word, Chavrosech, and your might? Because we learn from here, the godless of are the importance and the significance of cherishing Eretz Yisrael. Bichol Satamzu a parsha. What's the point of this parsha right here? Lechaves is Eretz Yisrael, to make sure we love and we are in love and we mamish dedicate ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. V'im Eretz Tia Chaviva. If Eretz Yisrael is Chaviv, it's beloved in our lives, then Yishmu Mitzvah Hashem Shalom Yagol Mimam Miyana. Then it's a promise. If you love Eretz Yisrael, then we're going to observe the Ribono Shel Torah and we will never be exiled from it. Says that Eben Ezra, we want to know why the Ribono Shel Davka put over here this whole piece of message of Eretz Yisrael right by the beginning of Eschana, to make sure you understand the importance of Eretz Yisrael. Because when you cherish Eretz Yisrael, then you cherish the relationship you have with the Ribono Shel. Because if you don't have a home, if you don't have a place where you could call home, then you don't have a relationship, says that Eben Ezra. When you have a home and you could cherish Eretz Yisrael, then it's a direct promise you're going to come close to the Ribono Shel. You'll stay dedicated to his Torah. And how important is this message going out of Tisha B'Av? To be able to make sure that even if we're not in Yerushalayim physically, but at the end of the day, Eretz Yisrael is still very much, very much on our minds, every single minute. And says where the Meimor of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Rav Yaakov, Yitzhak Cohen Cook's Talmud, he quotes this Meimor, Ora Gula B'Soch Chashuch HaGolus. He says, just having the Ishtokus for Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're there. Like we know the Gemara Chulin, Sadi Alf HaMabiz, he quotes, Yaakov Inu says, how could it be? Kad Yahav Edaite, Lamadr Kavsa Le'ara, Miyah Be'ik B'Makum. He says, how could it be that I passed by the place where my forefathers daven and I didn't daven? So what happened? He had his shtoikus for Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't go to the land. The land came to him. Says the Meimorim, King Gam Banov Shachrav. Same thing by Yaakov and his sons and grandchildren. Us in 2020, Imrak Yagbirus Chukasim Eretz Yisrael Geula. If we have a tremendous chuka, if we have a yearning, like Rav Weinberger was talking about all Tisha B'Av, we have a tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael and for redemption. Yenechshavlem Kiilu Heim Omde B'Harek Kodesh V'Amekadosh Be'Eretz Avosem. It's as if you're mamish there. But having the midah of Ishtokus for love, and love for Eretz Yisrael, to have the sincere, genuine love and desire for Geula, desire for Eretz Yisrael, desire for Eretz Yisrael, which means a desire for the Ribono Shel Olam in the fullest sense, then it's as if you're admonished there. And that's exactly what the Eben Ezra is saying. You want to have a full relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, first check off your love for Eretz Yisrael. If you love Eretz Yisrael so much, if you yearn to be in Eretz Yisrael, you pine to be in Eretz Yisrael, then that's a key. It's already showing you that you're going to be strong in your Torah, strong in your mitzvahs, and that's exactly what the Meimorim says over here. When the person has desire for Eretz Yisrael, it's as if you're admonished there. What a beautiful insight from the Eben Ezra going out of Tisha B'Av, and a beautiful insight from the Meimor. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, just a few psukim later, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tezvav. How important is this pasuk for this year? It says the Chavetz Chaim, "Nishmar tem ol nafsho seichem." We have to make sure to take care of your souls. This is the exact message. I'll be able to take care of our health. But the Chavetz Chaim asks, "Hishemar the Chavetz Chaim nafshecha ma'od." Why does it say nefesh? It should really say guf. You have to be healthy in your life. Right? Why does the Torah Davka say nefesh? It says it's Chavetz Chaim. You want to know what it said to Shmatim on the nafshoshchem? It doesn't say legufehem or legufehem. Why Davka not shmir so gufer shmir so atzmo? Why your nefesh? Because everything that goes in and out of your body, everything you eat and everything you drink, everything you breathe is mamish for your soul. And we are here as shlichim to the Ribono Shel Olam. We hear a message for the Ribono Shel Olam. Ki ha'adam inu b'rishus atzman. We don't own ourselves. Ela shehu shluch b'olam hazim eis Hashem Yisbarach. La'asot ratzon l'chavim b'chol pulosov. Rak l'oyav ha'inozer. We're here to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, to have ratzon Hashem. So you want to know, yeah, if you exercise, you're doing a mitzvah. And if you wear a mask in 2020, you're doing a mitzvah. And if you don't wear a mask and you go in public, you're doing an aveira. You're doing an aveira. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Not for me. This is what my Rabbanim say. You have to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself means wearing a mask when you're in public in 2020. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants. And it's not just a little nice thing. Oh, no. Unishmartem ma'od l'nafshoseichem. Right? Ma'od. Ma'od is all Chazal always say when it's coming to tell you, the Chazal want to emphasize something. Because taking care of your body is not just like a nice thing. Taking care of what goes in on your body, making sure you exercise, making sure you're wearing a mask, and making sure you're social distance, you're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa, v'aschana. Right over here, listen to this maisa that Rabbi Plitzkin quoted from the Sanz Rebbe. The Sanz Rebbe was once very sick on Pesach, and his doctor told him that it was forbidden for him to eat maror. It would be dangerous to his health. At the Pesach Seder, Rav Chaim took a large piece of maror and made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidushonu Mitzvot Tzivanu Shmartam Lanot L'Nafsho Seichem. He had the maror in his hand and put it down. And he returned the maror to the table. Part of understanding of being a Yid is knowing when to put it down. Is knowing how much. Mitzvah of Shechter writes at the end of his Agada, I just have to say because it's such important. And by Shmiras and Mitzvahs, there's no three categories. The quotes of Chovas Alavavas quoted by the Yisod V'Shor Shavoda. There's no really three categories of obligatory mitzvahs or a prohibited Averis and middle category of Dvar Rishus. The middle category is termed Dvar Rishus only because those activities are not absolute mitzvahs. If something is good for me, then it's Chiyuv. And if something is not necessary and excessive, then it's prohibited to partake of it. We have to make sure, is this a mitzvah or is this an avera? There's no dover rishos. Dover rishos just means, is this going to help my health or is it not going to help my health? And this is exactly what the Chavetz Chaim is saying. We don't own our bodies. We own our souls. We don't own our souls. We are just here on rent. When Rabbeinu Shalom runs our way, we are just a shlich. We have to make sure to be able to properly take care of ourselves when it comes to health, especially in 2020. Mitzvah d'oraisa. Every single time you eat correctly, you exercise correctly, you wear a mask correctly. Mitzvah d'oraisa in BRS in my shul in Boca Raton. There's a mitzvah. There are these things all over the shul. I'm sorry, I'm going off of here, but there's things all over the shul. Don't put your hand down, don't take your mask off, you're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa, but a beautiful insight in the Chavetz Chaim, the Ma'aseh of the Sanz Rebbe, and Rav Shechter quoting the Yisov HaShor Shavod and the Chavetz HaLevavos. Moving on to day number three. Day number three comes with the Ma'al, Tanya, Onaycho Yashem Alakecha. Oh, the first one of the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros in Parshas V'Eschana. Why always V'Ein Eschana? We're going to talk about that in a second. Anochi Hashem Alakecha Asher Tzitzichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. Says the Baal Tanya, says Asher Zaman Me'aladi, the first Lubavitch Rebbe. Why is that Anochi Hashem Alakecha? Because every single one of us have a special, unique relationship, individual relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. Kol Echem Yisrael Mesugal Asalz Roma Amala Kach Shiyah Nitan Lomar Hashem Elokecha. Ba'ofen Prati Lo La'atzmo. Everyone has their own unique relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom, and you have to make sure that at the end of the day, you never look over your left or your right shoulder and look, oh, he's learning this or she's learning that, unless it's helping you to grow. But if you're jealous about it, then it's not. Every single Jew has their own unique relationship with the Father. With our Father in Heaven. Just like every single child in one's family has a unique relationship with their father and mother, so too with the Rabbanu Shalom. Every single has their own unique relationship. And that's what the Rabbanu Shalom specifically stresses as the Baal Tanya. Anoche Shem Alokecha, I am your God. I am specifically you. And know that you're an only child when it comes. You're my only child. I have an only individual relationship with you. That is what makes our relationship so special. Listen to this Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi writes this on Shabbos Nachmo. He says, why is it that Dafka, we always read V'aschara on Shabbos Nachmo? Why is it? There's got to be a connection. Why V'aschara on Shabbos Nachmo? He says, Kishayava Mashiach Tekenu, Mashiach's going to come and look in Yeshaya and Alef Dalet. The Torah says, the Pasuk says, the Navi says, Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzei. Mashiach says, there's going to become a time, the new Torah is going to come for me. You want to know why we read Aseres Devas Shabbos Nachmo? It's very simple. Because we have a new relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. Shabbos Nachmo is a little bit of the essence of Mashiach. It's a little bit of a shtick Mashiach, of a new relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. But how does the relationship start? Dafka in Torah. Dafka in your Talmud Torah. Dafka in our Limud Torah. In our Limud Torah. And that's exactly Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To be able to view your relationship as individualistic and special and unique. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And your relationship is special with the Baruch Hashem, because Yisrael says, Dafka and Dafka and Talmud Torah, because when Mashiach is going to come, Torah Chadoshim Iti Teitzei, Torah is Dafka going to come, especially unique Torah, and that's exactly why we read Asar Sadevah Shabbos Nachma, to remind ourselves of that unique relationship we have with the Rabbanu Shalom. I saw Rav Lazer Gelzaler also said the same, a different idea. Why is it Asar Sadevah is always after Shabbos Nachma? Because, you know, we might come to such sadness. We don't have the base of Mikdash. But what do we still have? We still have the Torah. And Dafka, when do we have that? When is the Rabbanu Shalom? He reminds us that of Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros is always the Shabbos after Shabbos Nachmo, because you might not have the Beis HaMikdash, but you have the Torah. And that is a tremendous, tremendous consolation, I should say, quote unquote, Kaviyachal. That's the Nechama. The Nechama is the Torah. Obviously, we want the Beis HaMikdash, but for right now, we have the Torah, says Rav Lazer. And that's exactly why we read Aseres HaDibros after Tisha B'Av and Shabbos Nachmo. Moving on. To Adin number 4, but a beautiful insight from the Alter Rebbe, from the Kedushas Levi, and from Rav Lazer, moving on to Adin number 4. The Din HaBavur comes to us from the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael, the son of the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe. In the pasuk, in the big, first pasuk of Chamishi, the pasuk right after our Sefer Dibros, it says, "Dvar Me'elash Dibur Hashem Al Kol Kahalchem." The word, these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the entire congregation on the mountain, says the Beis Yisrael, the words El Kol Kahalchem are extra. Just say, as Kol Dvar Me'elah Dibur Hashem El Kol Yisrael. What's El Kol Kahalchem? Says the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, the Koyach of Achdus, the Kol Kahalchem. Kahalchem means your call, your congregation, your tzibur. You feel like you're connected. He says, B'Koyach Shal Achdus, Kol Kahalchem, through the Achdus, through Kol Kahalchem, then you're zoicha to me ma'oras mat zuchus mat and Torah ki ba'isa shah shabat nitna Torah is tevrama ila dibar Hashem. When you decide to drop the silliness, like Rabbi Joey Nukum said Tishabam night, drop the silliness, Sephardi, Ashkenaz, Hasidic, religious, not religious, who cares? There's enough hate for us in the world. Who cares? Who cares? When you have El Kol Ka'alchem, when you have Achdus, then, when you took a message from Tishabov, when you took a message that's all about Avachinim doesn't just exist during the 9 days or 3 weeks. Says the Beis Yisrael, El Kolcha means you want to have the schus of Matan Torah. Make sure it's kishachar belevachon. El Kolcha halchem. You want to have the schus of us. You want to have the schus of Matan Torah. El Kolcha halchem. Make sure you have the koyach of Achdus. Then you could take more the schus of us. Mr. Rav Kook said, and I'm going to say this again. Rabbi Goldberg quoted this a few weeks ago. In Oros HaKodesh, Chela Gimel, page 324. If we were destroyed with basis hatred, then we know how we're going to rebuild it with basis love with Avas Chinam. And if Cook said, better I should err on the side of baseless love and I should err on the side of baseless hatred. How important is this for us to be able to take this message coming right out of Tisha B'Av, going into Shabbos Nachamu. At the end of the day, if Gemara and Yuma and Tesla Beis says the second base of Midrash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, we have to make sure there's Avas Chinam. And that's the whole word over here, HaKol Kahalchem, to make sure the Koyach of Achtos is mamish, not just something we live by during the 9 days or 3 weeks, and now the 3 weeks are over, done, finished. No. The hefech, where mom is so sensitive and caring and kind to our brothers and sisters, no matter if we're their best friends with them or not friends with them at all, whether they're religious, not religious, we are one nation, Am Echad. And that's exactly what the Beis Yisrael says, Akol Kahalchem, Koyach of Achdus, Rezuchte Ma'oyre, Ma'oyre, the Schuz Matan Torah, wherever we go. Beautiful insight for the Beis Yisrael and Rav Kook, moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5, let's talk about Shabbos Nachmo. Nachmo, Nachmo, Ame Yomar Alokechem. Chodesh Baruch says, comfort my people, says the Chodesh Baruch Hu. Elokechem, says the Kudosh Levi. Why did it say Elokechem din? What did you say? Maybe you should say a little bit. Maybe you say Yomar Hashem, just Yomar Hashem. What's Elokechem, Oshem din, Lashon of strictness? He says, Kedusha Slev, let's read inside. Chodesh Baruch is going to comfort us, right? Chodesh Baruch has to comfort us after Tisha B'Av. Yizkor lanu kol tzar she'avru aleinu. He thinks about all the tragedies that happened, all the coronaviruses, all the Holocaust, all the pogroms, all the tremendous tragedies we've had. And then kedei she'yeh nechama b'chaflayim. Then Chodesh Baruch has tremendous nechama. Double nechama, like Eicha Rabba says that we sinned in double, and we got punished in double, and we're going to bring in a nechama in double. B'kiflayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam now he himself kavayocha has to bring nechama to us because he himself is actually going over all the tsars that we've had to endure within Golos, and maybe we had to endure over this past Tavshin Pei, or specifically for these past 4 or 5 months. Nachmu, nachmu, ami omer alokichem. Why Davka Lokechem? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at all the tzaros and says, ah, I can't just give them Nachmo. I have to give them Nachmo, Nachmo. I have to give them an extra Nachmo as to everything I put them through, Kiviyachol. Rav Biederman writes even in a more incredible thing. He goes to Shabbos Nachmo, one of the most special Shabbos of the entire year. He says that there's an ancient sefer called Minag Tov, which writes, it is a custom not to take a haircut before Erev Shabbos Nachmo, but on this Friday, on this Erev Shabbos, one must take a haircut. One should be joyous and greet the Shabbos in good spirits. The Maharil teaches us, the father of Ashkenaz and Halacha, the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av is Shabbos Nachmu. The entire nation should rejoice and trust in the redemption, and trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shabbos Nachmu is not a time that's named after the Haftorah. But the Nechama doesn't come after when you're able to put a bagel in your mouth, you're able to take a shower. The Nechama comes from Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Nachmo. It comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam seeing, ah, look how much I had, they went through this year. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the double Nechama, just like we sin double, and the Medrash says in Eicha Rabba that we were punished in double. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, ah, Yomar Elokeichem, Lashon Din, says the Kodesh Levi, I have to give them a double Nechama. We should be zochav as to feel that double nechama from the Ribbono Shel Olam, specifically this year. But a beautiful insight of Kedushas Levi, double to feel that tremendous double nechama from the Kedushas Levi. Beautiful insight of Kedushas Levi and the Ravidim calling Sefer Minag Tov and Maharil. Let's just review these 5 ideas. Okay, very quickly, a little over time this week, but Baruch Hashem was a packed, jam packed parsha. Evan Ezra. Ebenezer says, Davka, why is the Torah about Eretz Yisrael? Because the whole purpose of this section of the Torah is to make sure that we love Eretz Yisrael. The more we love Eretz Yisrael, the more we're going to be able to be hold close to the Torah to us. And Maimarim says that when we have the Shtokis for Eretz Yisrael, then the Torah comes, we know that Eretz Yisrael comes to us. Like Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara Nechun says, Yaakov Avinu says, how could I pass by? And when he had the Shtokis for Eretz Yisrael, he didn't go to the Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael came to him. And when we have that Shtokis for Eretz Yisrael, says Ebenezer, when we have that love and yearning for Eretz Yisrael, then it solidifies our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem and our Torah and our mitzvah. It's a beautiful idea of the Ebenezer Me'emarim. The second idea we say from the Chavetz Chaim, how important it is to guard ourselves in our health. It says Chavetz Chaim, why does it say nefesh? It should say guf. No, because the way you treat with your body, that's mamish your soul. What you eat and how you drink and how you exercise and how you breathe nowadays. When you wear a mask, yeah. Now the whole mice of the Sanzer Rebbe, when the doctor told him that he shouldn't eat the mor, he picked up the mor, said the bracha, put down the mor. That's exactly what Shaktat said from Chodos Halvavos. There's no three categories. Either something's good for you or not good for you. At the end of the day, we have to make sure to always keep ourselves healthy. It's a mitzvah to a raisa. To keep ourselves healthy. The third idea comes from the Alter Rebbe. Noch Hashem Lechecha. Yeah, why is the Davka singular? Because everyone has their own unique relationship with their Baruch Hashem. Everyone has their own unique special relationship with the Chodesh Baruch Hu. And the Kedushas Levi says specifically when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because we know what we read. We read Matan Torah by Shavuos, but we also read Matan Torah Dafka on Shabbos Nachmu. Why Shabbos Nachmu? Because Mashiach is going to come. Yishayin and Alf Dalad says Torah Chadashim Iti Teitzei. A new type of Torah is going to come. Dafka the Sefer Dibur Shabbos Nachmu. And Rav Lazer says Dafka. Why do we have to Matan Torah right after Tisha B'Av? Because we might not have the Beis Hamikdash, but the ultimate consolation prize or the true Nechama is Dafka in Torah. Is Dafka in relationship with the Torah? But how is it specifically in Torah? In your individual relationship, in our insane Chalkinim B'Sor Secha, like the Al Shachar says, everyone has their own unique portion in Torah. Don't be jealous of your friend unless it helps you. It helps you get inspired, like Rav Avraham Zvi Kluger says. But everyone has a unique relationship with their Bonasham, and I know what's that unique relationship? Davka and Torah. Moving on to the Amar Fovah said from the beautiful idea from the Alter Rebbe and the Kedushas Levi and Rav Lazer. The first idea said from the Beis Yisrael and Rav Kook. Beis Yisrael says, "Al kol kahalchem." We want to have the zchus matan Torah. Al kol kahalchem. It seems very extra. Al kol kahalchem. These are the words that Hashem Baruch Hu told Kahal. No, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Beis Yisrael. You want to have the schus of Matan Torah, make sure you have the achdus. Make sure you have that Rav Kook fire of love for every single Jew, whether they're religious, whether they're religious or not religious. Says Rav Kook, the Mar Newman says very clearly, the reason why the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, and better I should err on the side of Beis Love than I should err on the side of Beis Hatred. You want to know how to bring the Beis Hamikdash back? Avas Chinam doesn't just exist before 3 weeks or 9 days. It exists after the 9 days and after Tisha B'Av, even more so. And that's all Beis Yisrael says. Beis Yisrael, the son of the Imre Amas, we want to know how to have the Schuz Matan Torah, and Zavka and Torah, and Zavka and Avas Yisrael, and Achtos. And finally, the fifth and final idea is said from the Kedushas Levi. Why does it say, Nachem and Nachem, Amma Yomar Elokeichem, what's Zavka Elokeichem? Because the Chash Baruch Hu has to bring Nechama to us. When the Chash Baruch Hu brings the Nechama, he looks at all those sorrows that we went through. And Davka is to bring that nechama, because the Chodesh Baruch Hu saw we sinned in double chata Yerushalayim, and we Davka got the punishment Davka in double. So we need that double nechama. And that's what the Rav Biderman said. Shabbos Nachum is so special. Not often Sefer Minhag Tov says not only should you take a haircut, but you must take a haircut. Maral says that this Shabbos is a special Shabbos. You have to rejoice and trust in the Gula of the Chodesh Baruch Hu. We should be zochah be'ezras Hashem to have love for Eretz Yisrael, to solidify our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem through Davka, loving Eretz Yisrael and yearning for Eretz Yisrael, keeping ourselves healthy, making sure to keep our families healthy is a mitzvah to a raisa, not something so special from the modern Orthodox chever. No, it's a real thing. It's a chavetz chaim. You trust a chavetz chaim. It's a mitzvah to a raisa to keep yourself healthy, to have a unique relationship with the Rebbeinu Shem, specifically in Talmud Torah. Make sure we have the koich of achdus, be able to make sure we take the koich of Shabbos Nachum as Hashem. Should be zochah to feel all the kedusha of all the penimis of these days. These days leaving Tisha B'Av, of these days taking Tisha B'Av with us, not leaving Chas from Tisha B'Av, but taking the aura of the 9 days and the aura of everything we grew, Be'ez Hashem, into Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Nachmu. Shabbos Zohar, take these ideas and messages into our hearts, into our souls, Shabbos.